At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome, everyone, to the Hank Haney Podcast. Great to be with you today. Let's talk about the Valspar Championship won by Sam Burns. I got a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things on my mind. Some little course management lessons for everybody. That's going to be big. I think that's going to help you with your game. So I'm going to get to that later. But Sam Burns wins his first tournament on the PGA Tour. And of course, you know, I've got my thoughts on the telecast as well, which is getting increasingly hard for me to stomach, to be honest with you. When I listen to these announcers, oh my goodness gracious sakes alive. Oh boy. Every time I just, the TV comes on and it doesn't take like a minute for someone on the TV, one of the commentators, to say something that I just feel compelled to fact check. And literally every time I fact check it, there's like something that doesn't match up with what they said. I mean, I don't think there's any research that goes into anything. So I've got comments on that as well. But let's start with Sam Burns winning a big win, 17 under par, wins by not even by 3 shots over Keegan Bradley. They were tied going into the, you know, back nine after 10 holes or whatever. And, Burns ends up pulling away, missed a short par putt on 18, but ends up winning by 3. Keegan Bradley struggled with the putter, which is no surprise when you're 182nd on the PGA Tour in putting and 163rd in three-putt avoidance. Matter of fact, it was a great call by Frank Nabilo when he said that's the one thing he has to work on. And Ian Baker Finch came back with, well, he's never finished inside the top 130 on the PGA Tour in like the last 5 years. And then they go, he's putted better this year. Putted better. He's 182nd in putting. He doesn't putt it better. He's putt it worse. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And then Dottie Pepper says he's got the anchoring hurt him more than anybody. Good observation. I mean, that's probably correct. I mean, it hurt Webb Simpson, but he found an alternative method that has worked for him. And I don't know why Keegan Bradley just wouldn't copy what Webb Simpson's doing. He's got the arm lock deal going, but he's got a conventional grip other than that, and he needs to go with that saw grip in the right hand to take that yip out of his stroke course. You'll never hear the word yip on a telecast anyway, ever, never, ever. Okay, so I'm going to get to Keegan Bradley a little bit, but let's talk Sam Burns. You know, floodgates are going to open. Announcers say it. He, you know, the telecast comes on. Sam Burns has led 8 times. In the, you know, in various rounds this year, next best is 6th. And we, you know, hear all about that. Now, what we didn't hear is that, you know, these are a lot of first round leads, second round leads, you know, Safeway, first round lead, second round lead, Safeway. I think it really first round at maybe at Phoenix. And anyway, it's not like he's been throwing up, you know, leads at the end where he's got Sunday leads. I mean, you know, I always say you got to get off to a good start. That's a big, big thing. You have to get yourself in a tournament. So you got to give a lot of credit where credit's due there. Sam Burns has done that. But you also have to be able to finish, and you got to get to the finish in order to have that opportunity. And, you know, that's something that, you know, he hasn't necessarily, you know, done. But anyway, they're talking about, you know, now he's going to be off and running. You know, Ian Baker Finch was on with, I don't know where Felder was. They had Baker Finch on there. And Baker Finch is on with Jim Nance, and he, you know, and his deal, you know, he's waxing poetic like he always does. I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, he said, you know, he's gonna win and take off. Gonna win and take off. That's what he's gonna do. Sam Burns, if he wins, this guy is gonna win. And when he does, look out. Look out. Oh, you know, immediately I'm gonna go check it out. And I think, okay, that's I guess I've heard Sam Burns' name a lot. You know, I mean, he has played pretty darn good this year. And, you know, 47th on the FedEx Cup, running into this tournament. So, I mean, 94th in the world. 94th in the world. When he wins, look out. Just look out. He's going to take off. That's what he's going to do. 94th player in the world. When he wins, he's going to take off. All right. Well, maybe he will. All right. 16 events this year. 5 miscuts. 5 top 10s. Good. Not bad. That's pretty good, you know, percentage, you know, about a third of the tournament, a little less, but about a third of the tournament's top 10. Not bad. I mean, I don't know if it's a takeoff, but it's pretty darn good. Statistic wise, when we're talking about players that win and can win multiple times on the PGA Tour, you look for players that are top 10 in strokes gained tee to green. That's the place that you look. That's where you want to have a look. You know, you may find, you know, aberrations in there. Patrick Reed is one, you know, 7th in the world right now, like I said, but it's not normal. I mean, if I rattle off these names, okay, of guys that, you know, you would think, and you know, wouldn't be surprised if they win multiple times on the PGA Tour. Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas. I mean, John Rahm and Rory McIlroy. Neither one of them has won this year, but it wouldn't surprise anybody if they won multiple times this year on the PGA Tour. Colin Morikawa, he's already won. Wouldn't surprise you if he wins again. Shoffley hasn't won, but it wouldn't surprise you if he won a couple times. DeChambeau, wouldn't surprise you if he won again. He's already won once. I mean, all these players have something in common. Hideki Matsuyama, he won the Masters. It wouldn't surprise you if he wins again. What do these guys have in common? They're all top 10 strokes gained tee to green. That's just that's where it is. Now, you know, players that are outside the top 50 or whatever that get a win, you know, they may get another one. They may have a week where they chip in 3 times and they hole all kinds of putts and they do this and they do that. And it all could happen. It could all come through for them. And you know, it could be a great year and they could win, you know, 2 or 3 times and not have the statistics to back it up. It happens, but it's not as likely. I mean, it's not likely that, You know, Billy Horschel's going to win again. He shot 73 and won the match play in the last round over Scottie Scheffler. That's not, you know, you know, is he going to win again this year? I mean, I don't know. I mean, he could. You know, Max Homa had a chance, you know, this week to win. I mean, is he going to win again? He could, for sure. But, you know, bet on the guys that are the best ball strikers. That's I guess that's what I'm saying. And when they all tell you that, you know, this guy's going to do this or this guy's going to do that, like Sam Burns, he's been on the lead 8 times. He's going to win. And when he wins, look out. Well, the statistics don't back up the 8 times on the lead. You know, if I told you Justin Thomas has had the lead 8 times, you'd say, well, you know, no wonder. I mean, he looks the way the guy hits the ball, or, you know, Dustin Johnson, or, you know, I mean, you know, pick one of these better ball strikers and you know, you're not surprised when somebody that's 50th strokes gained tee to green has led more times than anybody on the PGA Tour. You think, well, you know, that's why he hasn't been able to win up until now. But it's a great win. And it gets him going. And, you know, it's like they always say, it's so hard to win on the PGA Tour. And that's why, you know, guys keep doing it for the first time. And, the guys that are just ready to get on the senior tour, like Stuart Sink, you know, are winning and so on and so forth. And, you know, Keegan Bradley, you know, finishing second. So, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's hard to win on the PGA Tour. No doubt about it. All right, I'm going to tell you exactly, break it down for you, like I always do, how Sam Burns was able to win this week. Let me give you the email tip that you can get for receiving my free video tips. All you have to do is go to HaneyUniversity.com and register. Just give them your email address. That's all you got to do. And they will be sending you my free instructional videos on a daily basis, and you will be on your way to playing better golf. That is my gift to all golfers right there. HaneyUniversity.com. Register for free. Get my instructional videos on a daily basis.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so Keegan Bradley's right in the tournament, and then hits it in the water on the par 3, 13th. Has to drop by the tee. Really a stroke and distance penalty. Just spot. He got to hit a wedge instead of an 8-iron for his what was then his third shot. But it's this equivalent of a stroke and distance penalty. Anytime you don't get to drop it right up next to the green, that's pretty much a stroke and distance penalty on a par 3. And he makes double, and that's it. The party's over. He's done. Finished over. You're not winning golf tournaments with 2-stroke penalties. and miss short putts. That's not happening. Keegan Bradley loses by three. He's got four career wins. Was looking for his fifth. You break it down. What did he do? Strokes gained tee to green second. Gained 12.8 shots on the field against Sam Burns. Strokes gained tee to green, who was fifth. Gained 7.6 on the field. So Keegan Bradley out hits. This kills you right here. He out hits Sam Burns. You know, it would be nice if they said this on the telecast, like give you a real, you know, instead of just an opinion, you know, like, putting is what Keegan Bradley needs to work on. No kidding. Really? You're kidding me. I mean, that's a news flash right there. Tell me something I don't know. But anyway, he loses by five shots, tee to green. Sam Burns does to Keegan Bradley, but he beats him. He beats him by nine shots or eight shots, actually. Eight shots on the putting. Burns finishes third in putting. Keegan Bradley 38th. You can't win a golf tournament finishing 38th in putting. You know, not when another guy you lose nine shots on the putting green to the guy, or eight shots on the putting green. He was 0.8 to 9.09. I mean, a little more than eight shots. You lose by eight shots on the putting. Hard to overcome that. I mean, you know, it's hard. You know, Keegan Bradley was second in strokes gained tee to green. I mean, he would have had to. Oh my gosh! I mean, it would have had to be the greatest ball striking tournament, you know, ever. I guess if he just keeps it out of the water on the par three, that's two shots right there. You know, he still would have lost by one, because the putting is just too much. It's just too much to overcome in most tournaments. But that's a good combination for Sam Burns: third in putting, fifth in strokes gained tee to green, and that will generally get it done. And it got it done at the Valspar Championship for him. Now, one thing I want to get into, I want a little lesson for everybody, a little course management lesson, because this came up on the 13th hole when he hit it in the water, Keegan Bradley on this par three, and we'll talk about that next when we come back. If you haven't got your Voodoo Pain Relief Cream, remember you can get it by going to voodoopainrelief.com. You can sign up, get your free 2-week supply. All you got to do is just go on the website, right on the front page, voodoopainrelief.com. You've heard me talk about it a lot if you listen to my podcast, and it will help you with any of those aches and pains you have. All you do is rub it on. You'll notice the difference within 5 minutes. The testimonials are phenomenal on the website. You can read them and hear what people have to say, but you can try it for free. So I don't know what everybody's waiting for. We've had a lot of people responding to this offer, and this is another one of those deals that I feel strongly about. I like to help people, and this is a way I can do it. Why do I do it for free? Because I know you're going to reorder. That's why. Because everybody that tries the product reorders. That's what they do. Because the product works and it helps. So arthritis, pain, back, shoulder, hip, knee, whatever. Muscle soreness, muscle cramps, you get those at night, you can rub it on, works great. Jaw problems, TMJ, rub it on your jaw, works phenomenal. Tension headaches, your forehead, your jaw, your neck, and people say their headache's gone in 5 minutes. So try it out, voodoopainrelief.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's the course management lesson. The 13th hole is a par 3 at Innisbrook. They're playing at Valspar. Pin on the right, water on the right. Now, it's not like water on the edge of the green to the right. It's pin right, a little buffer, although if you hit it, you know, hitting the trap, you're okay. But if you hit on the side of the bank, it's going in the water. So the water's pretty close. And the pin's on the right. All right, Keegan Bradley tees up on the left-hand side of the tee. They're tied at the time. They're tied. 17 under. They're tied. He's tied for the lead. Who was it? Trevor Immelman, I think, said, or Dottie. I don't know. Dottie Pepper. I don't know who said it. He's teeing off way on the left side of the tee. Okay, that was the first thing. But they don't give an opinion of this. There's no opinion. There's no opinion given. The reason there's no opinion given is because at that point, that would be a critical opinion. And that's not allowed on any telecast on the PGA Tour. Well, that's very obvious this year. I mean, it's the reason they got, you know, made these changes with the lineup they got. They got nothing but sugarcoaters on there. Everything is great. Everything's perfect. Everybody's phenomenal. Everybody's fantastic. It's a sunny day even when it's cloudy. It's just everything is rosy, and it's just wax poetic on everything. Baker Finch, Trevor Immelman, you name it, they're all the same. They can't say anything. So they say he's teeing off on the left-hand side of the tee. Okay, well, tell me what that means. Tell me what that means. Why do you just say it? What do you like that play? Do you not like that play? Why would you tee off on the left side of the tee? Why wouldn't you tee off on the left side of the tee? Well, let me tell you why you wouldn't tee off on the left side of the tee. The pin's on the right. You always tee off on the side of the trouble, and that allows you to hit away from the trouble. So there's water on the right, and you tee off on the right, and you hit away from the trouble. Keegan Bradley tees off as far over on the left-hand side of the tee as you could possibly get. Okay? The shot that you should play here is it's only an 8-iron. But the shot should be a little fade, or at least hold it to keep it from going to the left. You should aim 10 to 15 feet left of the hole. You should tee the ball up more on the right-hand side of the tee, or at least in the middle of the tee. And maybe I might say the middle of the tee just because it's a short iron, and I'm going to give you a little bit of more of a leeway. See, the more you tee off on the right side of the tee, the more you take the water out of play and the more you hit away from the water. Teeing up on the left-hand side of the tee, none of the guys can spit this out on the telecast. Teeing off on the left-hand side of the tee is a way, you would tee off over there if you're trying to make a hole in one, because it gives you a better angle at the pin. But what it does is it brings the water more into play. You're on the 13th hole. You're Keegan Bradley. You've won a major championship. You've won 4 times on the PGA Tour. It's not a lot. Major championships are pretty darn good. It was a long time ago, but still, you're playing a guy that's never won before. You're playing a guy that hasn't proven that he can get this done. You do not hit the ball in the water. And the way that you don't hit the ball in the water is you don't tee off as far on the left-hand side of the tee as you possibly can. Because I can promise you this, if he would have teed that ball up in the middle of the tee, the exact same shot would not go in the water. If he would have teed off on the right-hand side of the tee, the exact same shot would have been left of the pin. It's just the way the angle's set up. A lot of people, you know, amateur golfers, they've got trouble on the right. They tee off over on the left because they think that takes them away from the trouble. Or they got trouble on the left, they tee off on the right. No. It's the exact opposite. You tee off right on the edge of the trouble and you hit away from the trouble. That's the way that you avoid the trouble. But by teeing up on the left-hand side of the tee, that gives you a better angle at the pin. All right, you know, maybe it never dawned on him that he could ever hit a ball in the water there. But first off, there was a lot of debate going on to what club they're going to use, him and the caddy, and they were debating, and he does that walk in, walk out stuff all the time, Keegan Bradley. So right away, it made me think, well, I mean, they're not sure what to hit here. Okay, if you're not quite sure what to hit there, play it a little safer. Play it a little safer with your where you put your peg in the ground. You know, you want to tee it up and pick the spot that you want to tee off. It's really important. My advice is always avoid penalty shots. And that's why I wasn't there. I don't know how good he was playing. Obviously, he's playing pretty good. He's tied for the lead. But I would never tee off anywhere left of the middle of the tee when there's water on the right and the pin's on the right. That's just it. That was a bad, bad play. So then Baker Finch says he took the correct club and he took the right angle. Okay, prior to that, Trevor Immelman said he's teeing up on the left side of the tee. So he didn't agree with it, but he can't say that because he never says anything negative. So he can't say that he didn't like where he teed off. He can't tell you why he didn't like where he teed off. He's not going to tell you that he made a bad play. Nope. This guy hits it right in the middle of the lake. Actually, right on the edge of the lake, but it's in the lake. It's at the end of the day. It's swimming. Now he splashed down. And Finch says, took the correct club, took the right angle. No, he didn't. He didn't, not at all. He cost himself the tournament because he teed off in the wrong spot. And Trevor Immelman wanted to say it, but he couldn't. Because they just can't spit anything out of their mouth that is anything even close to negative. And it's not, even when it's a lesson for everybody that's listening and watching. Jeez. When you're playing golf, just remember this. Tee off on the side of the trouble. If there's trouble on both sides, then tee off on the side of your most likely miss. Meaning, you have out of bounds right, water left. Where are you going to tee off? If you hook the ball, tee off on the left side because your most likely miss is a hook. Tee off on the left side, hit away from your trouble. If your most likely miss is a slice, tee off on the right side, hit away from the trouble. Just remember that. Tee off on the side of the trouble, hit away. That was a critical, critical error. They knew it. They didn't want to say it. They can't say it. They won't say it. But there's a lesson to be learned there. And, Dottie Pepper said this was a time to, a perfect time for him to be conservative. And he didn't. What does that mean? I mean, well, I'll tell you what that means. It's where he teed the ball up, like Trevor Immelman said, but although he didn't say it. If he would have teed it up in a better spot, that tournament would have been still in, he could have been hanging in there. That's two shots right there. And, he ends up losing by three. Anything could have happened. But he missed too many short putts anyway, so it probably wasn't going to happen anyways. But anyway, that's just a lesson for everybody from course management. So pay attention to that next time you play, and you'll be on your way to playing better golf. And that is one of the tips that's on my Haney University site that you will receive if you sign up there at Haney University and get my free instructional videos that we send out every day. So go there and check that out. Follow me on Twitter at Hank Haney. Email your questions and comments to HankHaneyGolf@Outlook.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll be there every day with the Hank Haney podcast. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hank Haney podcast. The Hank Haney podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.